The State Department has been trying to promote a better image of the U.S. in the Arab and Muslim world, but a TV ad campaign that stressed shared values between America and Muslim countries seems to have done little to win over the hearts and minds of Arabs. So U.S. officials now say they're starting a new phase in their public diplomacy campaign. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When former advertising executive Charlotte Beers came to the State Department, there was a lot of talk of bringing Madison Avenue pizzazz to public diplomacy. But even as she rolled out a series of TV ads last year, she was careful to say she's not trying to sell America.
Just because I come from Madison Avenue doesn't mean I think I'm selling. It's a discipline in the United States government, in the place we are in the world, that we should approach our subjects with a certain amount of humility. There is no assumption that we have a ready buyer out there.
And that turned out to be the problem. Egypt and Lebanon were among the Arab nations that did not even air her so-called shared values ads. The mini-documentaries that ran elsewhere in the Arab world during the month of Ramadan featured Muslim Americans, from a baker in Ohio to a teacher to a paramedic, talking about religious tolerance in the U.S.
My name is Farouk Muhammad. I'm a paramedic for the Fire Department of New York. I have co-workers who are Jewish, who are Christian, Catholic, Hindu even, all different faiths.
The ads, now slightly modified, are still running in Muslim nations in Africa and Central Asia. According to State Department spokesman Richard Boucher, he insists they've reached some 300 million people. But now he says the Shared Values campaign is focusing on alternate methods to get out the government's message.
There's speaker tours going on. One just ended in Kuwait. We have a satellite town hall meeting between audiences in the United States and Indonesia coming up. It'll be taped in early February and air on Indonesian television shortly thereafter. To date, we've spent about half of the $15 million, and we're finalizing plans on how we continue and move into a new phase with the program of shared values.
Boucher made clear the goal of the public diplomacy campaign is not to argue about U.S. policy, but to, in his words, tell people who we are and describe U.S. values. Hussein Ibish of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee says the shared values campaign evades the real issue, American policy in the Middle East.
We're not going to be able to improve the image of the United States and the role we play in the world by saying that, you know, we are a nice, tolerant country here at home. It's beside the point.
Ibish says Arab states have tried to do the same thing, improve their image here. He cited recent ads by the Saudi government that he says didn't address the real concerns by Americans about Saudi links to terrorism and other complicated issues. Ibish admits that Charlotte Beers had a difficult task, far different from the campaign that made her famous in the advertising industry, selling Uncle Ben's rice.
If you're selling Uncle Ben's rice, you can set the agenda, because nobody has strong, you know, already a set of very serious questions about Uncle Ben's rice on the table. That's not true with regard to the image of the United States in the Arab and Muslim world. And it's not true of the image of Arabs and Muslims in the United States either, for that matter.
When she spoke about the television campaign back in December at the National Press Club, Beers seemed prepared for the criticism she was about to receive.
Please believe me when I say that these mini documentaries are presented as an offering to create a dialogue, which is a really different starting point than a pitch.
The dialogue, it turned out, has become a debate about U.S. public diplomacy and whether or not it's ready to join with Madison Avenue. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.